That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, Doug Mallard.
Hey, Doug Benson.
Guess who our guest is today?
Jerry O'Connell?
How did you know?
Because you texted me that a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, because you got to come up with questions.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's go to work. Hey, so remember a few minutes ago, like right before the theme song, when I was telling you that our guest today was Jerry O'Connell?
Yeah, how could I forget?
Well, it turns out he's a no-show at this point. So we still want to give people a show, and it's really super last minute to, reach out and get a new guest. So
yeah, we'd have to be like, can you be on right now?
Yeah, do you mind coming on right now? And, you know, there might be some people that would say yes to that, but just the fact that it's a crapshoot and we gotta, you know, it's a whole thing. So we're just gonna do a show anyway, perhaps even pretending that Jerry is here. And
I always pretend that Jerry,
we're gonna put his name on the episode, because I swear to you, I have the receipts, as they say, that prove that he agreed to do this. So I think we should be able to use his name to draw people in. And then at this point, I'd like to apologize to everyone who's solely listening to hear Jerry O'Connell, because he's maybe not going to be here. But if he shows up, great. You know, he might just be late for some reason. You know, right. Something might have come up. He's a father of twins, and he has a very busy wife. I think they kind of have to take turns doing projects and stuff,
right?
You know, to keep the family all together. So he's a very busy man. I don't know what projects. I mean, I would have loved to talk to him about everything that's going on in the world of Jerry O'Connell.
Right.
He's buddies with Justin Long, so I was excited that, thought maybe Jerry might listen to the Justin Long episode of the show, which is, you know, one of our best ones.
And, yeah, that was a good time.
And then he would come in very excited. Maybe he listened to it, and now he doesn't want to do it.
Or maybe he's listening to it right now.
Maybe he knows that it was certainly my intention to sandbag him and ask him questions that will make him uncomfortable and that are practically unanswerable.
Hopefully we'll have answers to these questions later from him.
You know, like I'd ask him, do you think Piers Morgan is racist? He's got to decide as a big time celebrity, like, well, I just say yes, that means I'm not going to be on any shows with Piers Morgan anytime soon, or on any networks or shows that he has control over, which, you know, who knows what's going to happen with that guy. Just because he walked off one show doesn't mean he's not going to rise like a racist phoenix.
Oh, God.
And then who knows? But anyway.
Racist phoenixes.
It's tough. It's tough right now. The show business people have a hard time navigating all this stuff. Because now Sharon Osbourne, like, she was defending Piers Morgan so vociferously that I ran to the dictionary to look that word up.
I was going to say, that's the biggest word I've heard in all of quarantine.
Quarantine's a big word already, buddy.
But it's, you know, I feel like people dumbed down a little during all this. So good job. Yeah,
I don't know where it came from. I was, you know, it was either that or flapping or yap. But anyway, so thank you. I got to say thank you to Jerry O'Connell for letting us use his name to promote. So I might even include a picture of him in my normal posts about who's on the show, the new episode. Or we could tease it. We could just say, you know, will he show up or won't he? Listen and find out.
There you go.
Yeah. For people who miss escape rooms, this is a really exciting podcast of, like, what will the guests show up or not?
Or did we stage all of this?
People that need suspense in their lives. So how do you think he felt about, what do you think he would answer when we ask him our opening question about his name, Jerry? Like, how does he feel about the name Jerry, you think?
I feel like Jerry is in the realm of Doug. Because it's such a non-threatening, this is at least my interpretation.
Yeah.
It's,
one way it differs from Doug, but is also similarly, you know, probably frustrating. Like, because we Doug, there's this issue of spelling it. And in the case of Jerry, they got to make a J or G decision.
Based oh, right.
on what they think about you and the way you dress and the way you look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know which one to guess most of the time. Even with a last name, I don't think that's necessarily an indicator. He's a yeah. J, Jerry. So then that means automatically it's not short for Gerald, because Gerald with a J is fucked up.
Is that even a thing?
I don't think it is. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is
yeah,
like, why right. did Gerald with a J? People be like, fuck off. So yeah, so there's definitely some baggage with Jerry. Because I guess with a J, they just named their kid Jerry. Like, they just named him a nickname.
Oh, it could be short for Jerome?
Oh, that's right. Jerome O'Connell? God, it would be great if he was on here to talk about this.
Yeah. Jerry seems... Man, yeah, Jerome and Jerry are vastly different. I guess that's kind of like Douglas and Doug also. Like, Jerome seems way more serious. Jerry seems pretty jovial, you know?
Yeah, and if someone, like, if Gerard Butler's friends call him Jerry, that's Jerry with a G.
Right. Or Gerard Depardieu.
Oh, my God. How he spells it with a G?
I think so.
Gerard? Yes, you're right. GD.
Sorry, Depardieu.
Yeah, I remember GD because when I see him, I go, God damn it. There he is.
What do you think Jerry would have thought of the theme song? To backtrack a little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we're going to recreate everything but without Jerry, I think, I think he's normally got a lot of energy. So I think it would have just, you know, he would have been even more invigorated, excited. I think he'd be pumped for it. I think also it might lead to like a 10-minute conversation about something that he thought of when listening to it.
Like a metal concert he was at?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, because he's really good at, like, you know, he's had a talk show and he's been like, he sat with Kelly Ripa a lot on her show. And I would have preferred him over Ryan Seacrest, but you know, he's just good at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, but then when he comes on Doug Loves Movies, he's like a total wild card. I don't know which Jerry I'm going to get.
Gerald or Jerome or Jerry.
Yeah, exactly. So Doug's known. He'd probably say, well, I just met Doug Millard, and I know Doug Benson, and trying to think if there's any immediate show business Doug's you would have possibly mentioned. I would have gotten into with him how a little boy named Vern, that might even be worse than Doug, to be named Vern and be a little kid. And that was his name in Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah.
It was Vern Tessio. I mean, that's... Stephen King was pretty good with the names. It was, like, he's dead or something. but he's written... Stephen King's written too many words. I think he should start taking back some of his books.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd like to see how many they're out there total.
It, you know, it's like these, you know, Friday the 13th movies going into the, you know, over a dozen of them. It diminishes the original.
Yeah.
And that's what all these Stephen King books are doing. Like, there's just too many.
Yeah. There's a lot.
I'm just too lazy to read them. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm upset. I wrote to Stephen King when The Shining came out because I was, you know, in agreement with a lot of people that Stanley Kubrick ruined the book, you know, because we were all so excited about the book being filmed and what happens in the book. And then Stanley Kubrick did, you know, it was just kind of a jumping off point pretty much for the
book
that he made. And, you know, it's too bad they couldn't advertise it as such. But I guess they've tried to make it a couple more times, but I don't know if those TV movies were any good. But
yeah, one with like Steven Weber, I believe.
One was like a mini series, and I don't know. I just know that I wrote an actual, you know, physical letter to Stephen King, and he wrote back, typed on a postcard. I guess was his jam.
Whoa.
And then signed it. It's laying around somewhere. I really should find that.
Was it signed in blood?
but he's really diplomatic about it because I went in all hot, you know, like they ruined your book. And he was like, well, that's unfortunate. He did say I didn't like it either because he was, you know, kind of, I was definitely kissing up to him by talking about that because I already knew he didn't like it.
That's so cool that he took the time though, because a lot of, you know, when I was younger, I would write to a lot of the, you know, celebrities and stuff, but I think they were like generic fan addresses or whatever.
Yeah.
And you would just get these kind of generic letters that, you know, didn't answer anything. So that's really neat that he wrote back like specifically to what you were saying.
I don't know how that went down. Like, I don't know how I got the right address to send it to. Like, maybe he was just very open about it. Plus also, I mean, he had three or four popular books at that time, not, you know,
sure,
dozens, and there was no social media, you know, so it was like, you know, very, very snail mail move on my part, you know, that could result. I'm sure I did similar things that resulted in nothing, you know, but
yeah,
it's always worth a shot. When I went and saw a taping of the Carol Burnett Show when I was a kid, and I Steve Martin was the guest on the episode. And I was already a huge Steve Martin fan, even though I hadn't done that much at that point. And I just asked one of the pages, I said, I handed him a little piece of paper and a pen. And I said, can you get Steve Martin to sign this? And he was just like, no, we don't, that's not how this works. We don't do that. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know I don't think I really convinced him as much as he just like took a beat and went, I'll see what I can do. And then a little while later, he comes back and hands me, you know, either he faked it or it really happened. But either way, I was fucking thrilled that I had a piece of paper that said Steve Martin on it and that no one else in the audience got his autograph that night. I was just the one little shithead who asked and got what he asked for.
In the list of celebrities that I used to write to, I got a Steve Martin autograph as well.
And that was like you think that was a real one?
I don't know, because I actually got a second one later, and it looks like identical, you know? So I think they were just like mass printed.
Hang on just a second. I keep recording though, Ryan. Jerry's calling. Hello?
Hey, Dougie, it's Uriel.
Hey, man, what's up?
You're scaring me. It's 5 p.m. today, right?
Yeah, Eastern time.
So it's now?
Yeah.
Doug, I'm so sorry.
No, that's all right. These things happen. I was telling the listeners that you got kids to worry about.
No, you want me to come on now or no?
It's up to you. It's your call.
Yeah, let me come on.
All right.
Yeah.
Just hit that link in the Zoom thingy.
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Now we got to go back and talk about all that shit we were already talking about. See, I was worried it was a time zone thing because he's probably out here in California. And I said 5 Eastern, but the invite says 2 Pacific. So he probably just saw my 5 o'clock and that's all he
needs. Oh, man.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll, I wasn't kidding, he'll jump in soon. I don't know what the holdup is.
I am very excited to ask him. You know, we probably won't get to much, but.
Let's just do the break right now. Let's go to break.
Sure.
We'll come right back as soon as Jerry is here. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug, I'm so ashamed.
Why?
Because I said I'd come on your show, and I'm 25 minutes, half hour late.
What are you doing, just like cruising around the perimeter of a school? Oh, doggy!
Oh.
Doggos!
Oh, my goodness.
Yay, doggy.
Come and say hi. Guys.
Is that Blue Healer?
Oh, wow,
come and say hi. This is Pirate. This is Phil. Walter, come here. Walter. Walter's a new one. Guys, I'm so ashamed. I really had it in my phone. I was ready to go 5 p.m. And of course.
That's all right. Can you spare like 30 minutes?
Yeah, whatever you want. Today is your day.
All right. We'll do 30 minutes starting now. We're going to come back from a commercial break and then we'll get into it.
It's okay if I walk and do it?
I think so. How's it sound to you, Ryan?
Yeah, it sounds all right to me.
Yeah, if you get near people and making a lot of noise, then we might have some issues. But as long as it's quiet where you are,
if the dogs start barking at somebody,
yeah. Should I say I was late and like I'm embarrassed and all that stuff?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We're back and we've got Jerry O'Connell. It's happening. He's really here.
Woohoo!
We were going to go ahead and do a show without you, Jerry, but we were going to talk about you the entire time. My co-host is also named Doug. That's why it's called Wide World of Dougs. His name is
Hello.
Doug.
Hey, Jerry. Hi, Doug. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hi, Dougs. I want to really apologize. It's really unlike me. I mean, Doug B can attest to this. I'm totally professional, like super professional. Like the most professional of professionals. And thought it was 5 p.m.
You show up too early.
Well, I often think that Doug is on the West Coast just because of his documentary films, and he's just a West Coast guy. He believes in sort of the laws that we have here, and I just never thought for one second he's on the East Coast. So, Doug B., I guess you're on the East Coast now.
No, I'm not on the East Coast. I thought you might be on the East Coast. That's why I told you 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh,
but the.
Okay.
But the email also says 2 o'clock Pacific, but you just, you have no reason to read all that. Why read all that?
I didn't even open the email. I wasn't going to open it until about 4:55 PM West Coast time. But my bad, I'm ashamed. And I hope, my remaining time on this podcast will make up for it.
This happens all the time. Right now, Doug is in New Mexico, and I still can't remember what the difference is. I think he's an hour ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm one hour ahead.
So you're on Central Time. It's all so confusing.
So you're just out. You thought you had plenty of time before doing the show, so you're out walking all the doggos.
Yeah, I have three dogs. Three all rescues here.
They're all big. Like if they decided, hey, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go. You wouldn't be able to swap them.
We like big dogs. I do have to say, the new one that we have only goes to the bathroom inside of our house. It's really, I've never experienced anything like
that. Oh, no.
He holds it in while he's outside. And then the second he comes in, he lets it all go. It's like almost being like, it's like a reverse housebroken. I've never seen anything like it.
Do you think that's a message to, like, we need to stay out longer? Like, he's trying to get you to he's holding you hostage?
I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm here, I'm walking him. I mean, literally, just willing him to shit. Just willing it to happen. And it's just, he looks like he's almost about to go. I think he gets a little nervous. I mean, we all get a little nervous. But I know the second we walk into our house, boom, he's just going to just lay one out right there. And he does it. He keeps eye contact with you. It's really, it's really a whole thing. I've never experienced it. I'm getting pretty close to Googling how to house train. I mean, I've had puppies and stuff, and you lead them over to it and say, bad dog, and then put them outside. And it's just, it's not happening.
Is it Pirate?
No, it's actually Walter. Hey, Walter.
Walter seems like a real troublemaker.
It's this one.
Hey, Walter. Look at that face. Oh, my God.
He's a nice boy.
Get away with anything.
He's a nice boy, but he's a problem.
Who named him Walter?
We like to name our dogs after, like, elderly men names, like old school names. You know, we have Phil, Walter, we have a cat named Larry. It's just, it keeps it simple, and it's sort of fun to give animals adult names.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. And Walter, Walter kind of looks like Walter Cronkite. He's got like a bushy mustache.
Yeah, I actually thought that. I actually thought that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm still so ashamed. You know that feeling when you're late to work, especially on a set, and everybody's waiting for you? And then you get to work and you just can't shake it for the rest of the day. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you shake this off because this is real.
Doug B, have you ever been really late to work?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's brutal. And dreams about it too. Like, can't we just get a good night's sleep? We have to dream about being late for work.
Doug, not B, have you ever been late to work?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody has at some point in their life, for sure. And even I was late to the podcast last week because I had technical issues and it was stressful.
So. Yeah, but technical issues in the age of COVID, you're sort of allowed. Yeah. If I miss a Zoom call because I can't log on or something, I just send somebody a text and go, I can't log on. I was there. But in this instance, I have no excuse.
But I think the pandemic is, I mean, it feels like a lot of people use it as an excuse for, you know, missing things, like forgetting what day it is a big one for me. That's happened a few times in the last few months where I just suddenly realize I'm late for something because I thought it was a different day.
Yeah, I've never, sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry, Doug, not B, please go.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've almost missed a flight for a stand-up gig to another city, and I always give myself with LAX a large cushion, like hours and hours, and that is the worst feeling to just, like, I might not even make it there tonight, you know?
Yeah, that was going to be on you, because I've been to the airport just a couple of times during quarantine, and There's really no excuse. Like, the Uber couldn't pull into LAX and it was too long of a wait. It's pretty empty at those airports.
Yeah, but you're here and we're excited.
All right, tell me when we get started. Tell me when you hit record.
This is all recorded. People are loving it. People are already writing in. We're receiving letters by the truck full. What do you feel about what we talk about a little bit on the show is, you know, we're both named Doug and it's not the greatest name in the world. Where do you stand on Jerry? Have you always liked being a Jerry?
Yeah, I've always liked being a Jerry. You know, it's, I got to tell you, you'll be hard pressed to find a Jerry that people don't enjoy being around. Everyone loves a Jerry. And I got to tell you, Jerry is just one of those names. I don't know if it's like just the sound it makes, the consonants, the vowels. It's just one of those names when you walk into a room or a party, back when people used to walk into rooms and parties. I got to tell you, everyone goes, Jerry! It's just one of those names, you know? You know, I think it's the two-syllable thing. Jerry! You know, it's... I don't know. I mean, think of an unfunny Jerry.
Right.
But we were talking before about, you know, like, but where does Jerry come from? Is it short for Jerome? Are you a Jerome?
It's actually Jeremiah.
Oh!
I'm a Jeremiah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was on to something, though. I was answering for you earlier about your name, and I said it's a very jovial name. So I was in the ballpark.
Yeah. Jerry. Jolly. Jerry and Jolly sound similar.
Yeah.
Jerry and Jolly, sure.
I love Jerry. That candy, Jolly Jerry's.
You know, another one I get is sometimes people call me Jer Bear. It's a name that I get a lot. Oh. Jer Bear.
You like that?
What would you guys get? Doug Pug? Doug Pug?
It's never
Doug
good.
Pug.
Slug Doug.
Doug the Slug or Doug the Pug. It's never good.
Yeah.
But quarantine's been pretty, I know this was someone you're showing me. You know, the fact that I was a half hour late and doing exciting bits and material, but it's been really, been super quiet for me, you know? I mean, I just, it's just been quiet. I've just been home, really. Not doing anything. I mean, I guess you guys are back on the road now, Florida. My wife is working. My wife, Rebecca Romaine, she is working on a TV show. The new Star Trek shows. It's very exciting.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So she's up in space, discovering strange worlds and all that stuff. We're still married. Going. surprisingly, we did not fight as much as I thought we would have during COVID, during the last year. I guess we're coming up on a year.
How long ago did she...
a couple of fights.
How long ago did she go back to work?
Just about a month ago.
Yeah, so you went a long time there with, you know, that's a good, you did a good job.
I got to tell you, I am married, been married for 14 years. That's a long time. And I wasn't sure how our marriage would handle it because we had never really spent that much time together. We both, you know, work on the road a lot. We both, you know, escape the house a lot, you know. We both like to dine out. We don't really cook. We're not homebodies. We don't open up a bottle of rosé and break the walk out. I shouldn't say I was shocked. I was pleasantly surprised how well we handled it.
Yeah, it's definitely tense for a lot of people. And, you know, when you're stacked up on each other, it can be can be difficult.
Oh man, anytime I heard of somebody breaking up, and when I say someone, I mean like celebrities, you know, like in the news, I'd be like, man, I get it. Nobody, like, I get it. Scary. Yeah.
And Jerry, did your passion for naming cute things old man names, did it begin all the way back when you played Vern in Stand By Me? Is that what
started
your love
I guess
of
so.
Old names?
You know, for
that is
for,
the funniest for name for a little kid, Vern.
For some of your viewers and listeners, I was in a film, Stand By Me. You know, it's an older film, Doug B., so you have to say what it's what it is, you know?
Right.
And I played a character named Vern, which I guess is an old man name. Yeah. You know, Vern, the character I played, Vern, it got taken a little bit by Ernest. Remember the comic Ernest?
Right. Yeah.
And he always referred, like, he was always talking first person to the camera.
Yeah.
And that he was talking to an imaginary friend, Vern.
Yeah.
And it sort of got, I sort of lost, I mean, I never had the rights or a copyright to the name Vern, but I sort of lost, I lost the...
Your Vern momentum?
I lost my Vern link, like my link to, like it was mine up until that. And listen, I mean, he had a lot of popularity. He had a lot of popularity, but that, you know, it wasn't, I didn't have a copyright on the name. He's... It was anybody's, and he just grabbed it. He grabbed it. He grabbed the opportunity.
Who is somebody named Jerry? Because I agree with you that Jerry's are generally have a pretty positive attitude about Jerry's, but who do you think's the top Jerry right now?
I think it's Seinfeld. Then I think it goes Stiller. Then I think it goes Springer. then Jerry Rice. Everyone loves Jerry Rice. Famous wide receiver for the 49ers.
I wouldn't say everybody loves Jerry Jones, but he's definitely well known.
Right. Right, Jerry Jones. Jerry
Stiller,
Penicoli, who just was a reporter for Extra for many years, lives in St. Petersburg. And then I think I'm top 20 at least, you know.
For sure.
Especially, oh, you know what's
Jerry,
funny is
Jerry to make people happy, you're way up there.
Sorry.
Jerry Ford's nowhere in your league when it comes to
you know what's funny? I never Google myself ever, because that would be like mean. But if you were to Google me and you type in Jerry O, because my name is Jerry O'Connell, Jerry O. God rest his soul, but fucking Jerry Orbach always comes up.
Jerry O.
And he's still his star meter is still higher than mine. God rest his soul.
You know, he played a French candle in a classic animated film.
Oh, was he the voice of the candle in Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Great actor. Yeah, Get Your Gun.
Seems to be our guest.
Did musicals, Law and Order, really diverse career. We should be so lucky.
Yeah, no, he's great. He really tore it up. And, you know, if you're going to have somebody else be higher up on the Jerry O list, you can't do any better than him, I don't think.
I grew a mustache in quarantine.
Yeah, we could see that. We've been watching you, you know, walking around with your dogs. And with your mustache, does it, is your mustache housebroken?
You know, I got to tell you, it's very hard for me to grow facial hair. This is about 3 months on my face.
A lot of work.
It's kind of pathetic. You know, 3 months, I mean, I should look like Sam Elliott at that point, you know, but.
It's good color. It looks young. It doesn't look gray.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is the reason why I don't grow a beard is on my chin. It's full Santa.
Right.
And I got to say, gray facial hair, you just look old when you have it.
Yeah.
It's about wise old dudes.
You know, I do have to say also, Something I can't stand is gray body hair. Gray hairs in your like all around your body. It's it just makes you look. It makes you look old. You look old. You feel old.
Well, that's why it's great that you know, shaving everything off is so accepted now and standard. You know, you can just shave away all those gray hairs.
I guess so. I wouldn't say it's accepted. I mean, is it really like? I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm not running in your virile circles, Doug B. But
You know, like what? There's a comedian, Drew Hastings. He had a line that, you know, when he shaved all of his pubic hairs, it looked like there was just a dead chicken hanging between his legs.
Uh-oh. Argument with dogs across the street. Oh, hey, come on.
They were hungry for chicken.
Dogs across the street. Hey. Guys, Guys, be good or we're not coming out again. Stop. Sorry about that.
I thought one of your dogs had a problem with the Drew Hastings joke.
Yeah, he didn't like that dead chicken joke. It was actually a little too far. It was offensive.
For your dog is the word chicken.
For the listeners at home, Jerry's sporting and approaching a Sam Elliott mustache.
It's very, are you sure you're not in Tombstone 2?
I wish. Someone, I actually went to a very small gathering. It was a very small gathering. People were tested before they went there, so I don't want anyone to get upset. But I went there, and someone asked me, was I doing it for a role? And I was about to say, no, I'm not. I haven't worked in a year. But I said, yeah, I'm doing it for a role.
How are Rebecca and the fam liking the mustache?
Oh, no one likes it. You know, no one likes it. I'll tell you, the only one who likes it, I hope she's not watching. The only one who likes it is, there's a mom at my kid's school who I really like. oh God, please don't be watching. I really like her. She's younger and like, single mom and like a little, like she's tough. There's I don't mean to generalize and stereotype, but there's a lot of, a lot of tat work and, piercings, and she's a lot of fun. Some of the other parents, I live in the suburbs of Los Angeles. I live in Calabasas, made famous by the Kardashians, but,
and the Pet Cemetery.
And the Pet Cemetery, correct. this mom is a little different. She's sort of like the wild mom. But one day our kids went to some gathering and she came up to me and she went, "Hey, man." And I went, "Hey." And she went, "I fucking dig the mustache." And I got to tell you, that was all the encouragement I really needed.
Everyone else can hate it, but like that, just getting her was enough.
I also do find myself like, you know, like when I get out of the shower or something, like just like looking at my, you know, my naked body and like just talking like I'm like an undercover like cop who's like gone in too deep and I can't get out. And I don't know what to do. Uh-oh, we have a couple more dogs across the street. There may be another situation here. Hold on a second. I'm going to show you.
Cool. They can
show you here. There's a lot of cars coming around. Sorry, guys. There's another. Be good, guys. Be good or we're not coming out anymore. Be good.
So with this undercover cop look, do you do the lean in the shower? The disgruntled?
What I do is I like tuck my towel in and I tuck it around my waist and then I like wipe the steam off my mirror. And I just look at myself and I go, "You're in too deep, man. You're in too deep." And then I splash more water on my face and then I put the water through my hair and I like act like I'm thinking about my family that I haven't been in touch with because I'm in so deep. And
you're in deep with this mustache.
Are you like
as an actor, it's I'm a little on the nose. I'm a little over the top. I end up looking like a parody of someone who's in too deep, you know? I don't know if I could pull that off. And that's a little upsetting as an actor. You know, you want to be, like, I'm sure if Christian Bale does that, he's like, I got this. I could do this anytime. But, like, when I do it, it's almost like it's like an imitation.
I don't know. I kind of bought into it.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you maybe are, in fact, undercover right now in Calabasas. And you're,
a lot of traffic. This is rush hour in Calabasas. I'm crossing on a street.
Okay, be careful crossing the
Park
street.
Park Sorrento. I'm sorry, Valmar and Park Aura. But very busy, as you can see, a lot of
a lot of traffic.
A lot of commuting. I don't think school is in, so I don't know why there is so much traffic. But I'm going to walk. I hit the crosswalk thing. Let me hit it again.
Don't touch those things.
Oh, God, I was going to cross, but nope, somebody's coming. There we go. Just coming right there. Oh, there we go. I got 7 seconds.
It's going to be tricky with dogs. The dogs make it so you can't
move. 3, 2, 1. Oh, man, I just
made
that.
Sorry, for the listeners, it was very Frogger-esque.
Sorry, man.
Getting across the street.
There you go. I'm really sorry. And for those who were just tuning in, I thought this was happening 2.5 hours from now. I didn't realize. Trying to get my steps in before I did the big Doug's podcast. Really messed that one up.
No, we're just glad you're here. You also say beef, it's what's for dinner with that mustache a lot.
Do you do a good Sam Elliott impression?
Recently, during the pandemic. A good mutual friend of ours, Jordan Rubin, I'm sure you know him there, but he hosts a watch party. We watch movies and then a group of comics and stuff get on and just comment on it. It's really fun. We do it on Slack television. And last week we did Roadhouse.
Oh, man.
Yeah!
1989 film.
And it was a really fun movie, and I'm not going to say which one.
Sorry, Doug, say it again.
It's Doug's favorite movie.
I love that movie.
It's a great film. I mean, it gets a little crazy. Spoiler alert, but it gets a little crazy where Patrick Swayze pulls the bad guy's Adam's apple out.
Yeah.
And then he floats
out. But he deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he just floats away in Zinka Pond.
Everybody acts like, oh, look at Dalton's a monster. Like that guy, was cool.
And also, big time spoiler alert. So if you're still waiting to see Roadhouse, turn it off right now. But right before the big third act battle between all the bad guys in town and Patrick Swayze, Sam Elliott's character is found with a knife in his stomach. On the bar, and that's it.
Nation, no police, nothing.
Yeah. That movie is such a beautiful mess. It's great. Yeah, there's never any law that gets involved in that movie. I didn't even really put that together.
Okay, so I've lost you there.
Do you know the last line of that movie, Jerry? You remember? We lost him. You know the last line, right, Doug?
I don't remember the last line. I just remember there.
It's really good. It's the last line of the movie is a bear fell on me.
Oh wow, that's the last.
That's the last line.
Oh my god, that's great. And the very last thing that happens. Is they jump in that pond, and I think a naked Swayze jumps in the pond to make out with the leading female.
Kelly Lynch.
Kelly Lynch. And what's funny is the last time I saw it, in the background, there's just a guy hanging out by that pond as a naked Swayze runs by him and jumps in and starts making out with Kelly Lynch. And I didn't put it together. It's the blind musician from earlier in the film. But if you don't put it together, who is this like man that's just watching these people make out in the nude. So weird.
Oh, but he's blind, so that's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, so he's not... yeah, I mean, I guess he's still there. That's still pretty weird.
He's just hearing how nude they are.
Yeah.
Wow, that's... I heard a couple extra slaps against the lake. Which
And I don't know who... I wish I could give credit to... Somebody's telling me that somebody tweeted at one point that it would have been so funny if, as they're making out, the body of the throat ripped guy just floated by down the river.
All right. Well, even if Jerry comes back, I don't think we should let him in, because I just want to say, I just want to thank him for joining us.
Yeah.
And
man, I really wanted to get to his questions.
It's it sounds like he's got nothing to plug, but he's such a good guest, even when he's out walking his dogs, that I'm thinking that, you know, we could just save all our questions and we can, you know, ask him those questions when we reschedule him down the road.
Sure.
And in the meantime, we'll just give our guests next week the questions that were left over from
Owen
show. So this will be just like a special standalone weird ass episode. The guest doesn't show up for a long time, and when he does, he's got dogs with old man names, and he's walking around Calabasas and even telling us the street corners he's on, because he just wants somebody to drive by and roll down their window and say, love the stash. He's just out there trying to get compliments on his mustache.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can market it as a very special episode.
I just think we just say Jerry O'Connell's our guest and leave it at that, because it's a real roller coaster in terms of you know, whether he truly is a guest. But we got a lot of good stuff out of him.
Yeah,
he's such an open book. Like, he'll say things like, "Well, I hope she's not listening," but then he'll just say it. You know,
he'll just do it.
Yeah, and so I doubt. He's probably right. She probably is not listening, but nonetheless, he puts it out there. So hope nobody goes and snitches to Rebecca that he's excited about somebody telling him his mustache looked good. I don't want to be a part of their marriage falling apart after all this time. Twin girls. That guy had twin girls. Yeah, and their names are Geraldine and Georgina.
Oh, man.
Do you have anything to plug, Doug Mallard?
This week I was actually just going to plug a friend's band, their new record. They're called Dracula's with a K. Dracula spelled with a K in the middle. And it's called Terminal Amusements, and it's fantastic.
I thought for a second, oh, well, Dracula with a K, isn't that Crackula?
yeah, Crackula. Count Crackula. But it's a great album. Check it out.
All right. That's a good plug. I've got a couple things to talk about, starting with South by Southwest this year in Austin, Texas. Of course, is only happening in a virtual internet version, but it starts on Tuesday the 16th, and Doug Loves Movies, an episode of that show, is part of the South by Southwest comedy. So if you get a ticket for all South by Southwest, it'll include that show, and that show will also be archived if you're, you know, busy whenever they run it the first time. My guests were Arden Marine, Rob Benedict, and Jerry Trainer. But I've become friends with all of them, you know, through Arden Marine's podcast about The Bachelor, Will You Accept This Rose? And it was funny when Jerry O'Connell was talking about Jerry's being fun, everybody loving, you know, when Jerry walks in, because that's certainly true. Excuse me. That's certainly true of Jerry Trainer.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
SX, how do you spell South by Southwest? SXSW.com. That's one kind of silver lining to not having South by actually in Austin and it being on the internet, is that people that couldn't afford to go to Austin can you know, see the movies and show things that are going on this year.
God, yeah, it's so strange. No South By for 2 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, wow. You know, the timing has a lot to do with it because, like, I'm hearing they think they're going to have, like, Moon Tower in September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing because normally they're in April, so they've given up on this April.
Yeah,
and but I don't know how official that is, so nobody.
Yeah, and South By shutting down last year was kind of the tipping point for people realizing how real, you know.
Yeah, no, it really kicked it in, like especially for me because I was like,
oh yeah, you were there, yeah.
I had the nerve to go to Austin anyway when they canceled South By because I thought, well, other stuff is going to be going on. They just don't want, you know, hundreds of thousands of people crowding together, but. And I was right for a few days, you know, like I went and did some shows at Cap City. But then, yeah, then everything went shut out. And then it was really, downtown Austin was really
quiet.
They took the virus very seriously.
Yeah.
Everything was very closed down except for takeout food and a couple of hotels. But I've talked about this before. This podcast is a pandemic baby. We basically thought of it and started it a few months into this quarantine. And thank you to everybody for listening, and we'll bring Jerry back soon. Oh, and I was also going to say April 20th is my this year's 420 show. I can't be in Denver where I was supposed to be, so I'm going to do an internet show from Los Angeles at rushticks.com/DougSesh, DougSesh. And that's on April 20th at 4:20 Pacific time. Jerry O'Connell. Who mixes up time zones? Or maybe I should go back and look at it. Maybe I typed it wrong. But anyway.
Thanks to Jerry.
Yeah. And I also came up with a great name for this episode because Jerry's here, and I think we should still call it this because this has been sort of a kangaroo court. as always, Kangaroo Doug.
Got it.